Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cole.
What up?
Turn the SEC mixtape, man.
You talking about Bonzo Show?
Yeah. See what they talking about real quick on these games.
All right, here we go. 4th and 18 for the Tigers. Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield. Just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis got it on the second. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score.
The realest coverage in the South.
SEC mixtape. What's up, family?
What's up, with
what's up, what's going on? What's going on, fellas?
I can't call it, bro.
Man, you know, it's a great day. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive, man. We can get it started right there, man. You know, we got to always cover our quick politics section, and y'all know how we stand on politics. We just wish they'd take all the money that they put sending people to space, put it in schools. Sorry. That sounds mean, but that's about all we have for politics. We're going to jump right in today, fellas. Guys, what's new? What's new? Everybody safe? Everybody made it back to the radio show? Any crazy dealings happening in the last few days? Had a couple bonds. All that crazy stuff. What y'all got?
Auburn moved to SEC East, man. They already gone. They left.
Man, that's a joke, man. We all know that the chances of that happening are pretty low, but
it's not even on the agenda. I just heard. Yeah, it's not on the agenda at all. But the AD, Jay Jacobs, did comment today that it would be a feasible move for them. But like we discussed on Monday, with Auburn playing Alabama, just say, for instance, both of them were at the point where they were, you know, both undefeated, and they play each other in the Iron Bowl, and then they have to turn right around and play each other the following week. That to me, that makes no sense at all. At all. And maybe, I might be wrong. That's just my opinion.
Well, tell me this. That same scenario could possibly happen with Tennessee right now. The same exact scenario could possibly happen with Tennessee. I mean, if we're going to, you know, look at it like that.
What you're saying can possibly happen?
I'm saying, you know, before we end the last show, we was talking about Auburn going to the SEC East. And we were saying how Auburn and Alabama to meet two times in a year, but it won't be back to back against Tennessee. It'll be but Alabama and Tennessee, they have played each other twice in a season.
It can't possibly. You said possibly happen. I don't see that being possibly happening.
Well, two times in a season is not an issue, but back to back. The Iron Bowl is always played at the same time.
Last game.
And that's almost ridiculous to be playing the same game a week later. Well, 2 weeks. I think it's a week between that. So 2 weeks later. They give them 2 weeks, don't they? I think. Maybe not. Okay. It might be the following weekend. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's just a bit much. That's a bit much.
That would be a lot for the Iron Bowl. But, okay, man. Well, let's move on.
That can't possibly happen with Tennessee.
No, it couldn't.
If they're gonna be the doormat of the SEC East, that can't possibly happen. And I'm talking about
right.
On Tennessee part.
You're right. I ain't nothing I can say about that. I don't think Tennessee will be playing for an SEC championship this year. I don't believe it. Man, we're going to jump right in. The title of the show today is Guess How Gangster Is Nick Saban? So we're going to talk about the state of all coaches right now in the SEC. And we're going to save him for last because we all know that there's not a better coach in the country right now. Let's just be honest. But We'll start out with G's favorite, Auburn. What does Gus Malzahn have to do to keep his job? Or what will make Gus Malzahn lose his job immediately?
Let me. I don't know. I don't think he can keep his job this year. They had something that happened today, which I knew was happening. I want to say this fall. You know, Stephen Davis's son transferred today to South Carolina. The
he
main reason for it is because. Well, they had just announced it today. I knew, again, like I said, you know, previously, I knew a long time ago.
Yeah, he's been off the
but they just
for a
announced
while,
it. Well, right, and he just announced today that where he's going is South Carolina. And the reason for it is because, you know, those are the guys who recruited him to Auburn anyway, was Muschamp and T-Rob. So he went and made it official, which, again, he would have to sit out. And they made it, matter of fact, They put in his in his scholarship that he could not sign with Clemson or South Carolina and be like it, next year, even when he waits, he will not be a scholarship player. He will be a walk-on. He has to wait another year before he can get a scholarship.
Okay, well, I remember the recruiting story on him. He was kind of flaky between South Carolina, Clemson, and Auburn the entire time.
Yep.
It was really strange. I follow him on Twitter. He's a unique kid. He's a very unique kid, strong personality, and I think he's going to be a hell of a safety. Auburn actually was going to – they recruited him to play on the offensive side of the ball. That's one of the reasons he's choosing Auburn.
They had him at tight end and safety, I think, at Auburn. They were playing him at tight end, H-back, some H-back too. But
what does that have to do with Gus Malzahn keeping his job?
I'm gonna put it to you like Nick Saban does a great job of delegating out good plans to somebody here who he knows can do the job. Malzahn cannot do anything because he can't do it. He's not capable. I mean, he's shown that since he was assistant coach. He's gone. I've been hoping and praying. I mean, I hate to pray to God that the man loses his job. But for the program, I think it needs to be gone. I'm trying to be nice to this year, but it won't last.
What could Malzahn do to keep his job? What can he do to keep his job?
Win the first game?
Nope, that won't work. Nope, he's got to win it all. The only way he can stay this year is win the national championship. That's it.
No. You're not at Alabama.
He's gone. I'm telling you, from what I know right now, that's the only thing he can do to keep his job.
He win the first game against Clemson. He will.
Which he's underdog.
Wait, Clemson
four more.
Clemson is the second game of the season. I just said Clemson is the second game of the season.
Okay.
You saying that if they beat Clemson? He should keep his job.
I'm saying if they beat Clemson, he gonna blow smoke up y'all ass like he did all last year with the nobodies in between. With the nobodies in between and do all the things.
Yeah, I wouldn't call LSU a nobody. I wouldn't call LSU a nobody.
They were last year.
Oh, man.
Well, look, this is what I think, man. I personally think Gus Malzahn is going to I wouldn't be shocked if at the end of this year Gus Malzahn is getting an extension on his contract.
No. I would be very shocked.
It wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me, man. I don't think I've ever saw a luckier guy in my life. I mean, he just has a leprechaun just shoved somewhere. But I really do. I mean,
we went through this last year.
And if you win, if you win 10 games, I'll say this. Auburn has four great chances to save Gus Malzahn's job. They have Clemson. If they beat Clemson, if they beat Georgia, if they beat LSU, and if they beat Bama. So if they'll go 2-for-2 with those, I think they do good. We got a caller, guys. Let's see who's calling in. Let's see who's calling in. What's up, caller? Who we got on the line?
Bama Nation in the house.
Bama Nation in the house. What's up, Bama Nation?
Oh, man.
So Bama Nation, what you want to talk about tonight, man?
I just want to talk about how Auburn sucks. That's all I really want to talk about.
Hey, man, that's funny. We were just talking about Gus Malzahn. So what's your feeling on Gus Malzahn, Bama Nation?
Well, you know, he really has a lot of, like, recruits just saying, hey, forget them, and they just leaving and going to other colleges right now. Who really wants to be at Auburn right now?
Really?
What does Gus Malzahn have to do to keep his job?
He has to have a good recruiting year, I guess. And I don't think it's going to be this year. Now, when you have Alabama coming in, number one, the best recruiting class ever.
You know what, Bama Nation? I'm going to get to the point for you, Bama Nation. What's the score of the Iron Bowl this year? Give me a score.
Prediction on the Iron Bowl?
Go ahead.
I say 21-0 before the half.
Hey. All right, Bama Nation, man. We appreciate you calling in, Bama Nation. You have a good day. All right, there you have it. That was a caller. Bama Nation.
I got a question whoever's over the switchboard tonight. Was he calling? Can you trace his call? Was he calling from Six Flags or Disney World? Which one?
Man, I did hear his kid in the background, man. But I don't know,
man.
I
just think he was only either some kind of fantasy world, or I mean, with the offense Auburn has, he thinks they won't score a point. I mean, seriously, Billy. Really, I mean, you're a Bama guy. What you think about that?
Dude, he was talking about recruiting and recruitment already over with.
Yeah, I mean, matter of fact, Bama doesn't have the number one class right now for next year, for this upcoming year. I forgot to think, either who's number one right now? It's not Alabama at all.
Dude, we ain't got but two recruits for next year.
That's the whole point. So I'm like, what is he talking about? That's why I was asking, was he at Six Flags or Disney World? Because I didn't get it. I was waiting on somebody to come in my house where I am now and have cameras on me like, we just pumped you or something. I'm like, what the hell's going on? But, yeah, that was funny. It was not factual.
All right, let's move on to the next coach. The next coach who might get fired, Kevin Sumlin.
Oh, he's fired.
Yeah,
I would resign before the season started if I was him.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Sumlin, it's notorious for going 5-1 and then lose all the rest of the games.
And losing every game after that.
So it doesn't matter if he goes 6-1 right now. He's on the bubble.
Man, Kevin Sumlin, he is on the bubble.
He possibly has another freshman that's going to start at quarterback.
Well,
ridiculous, man.
That's going to be a good job for somebody, man. That's
going to
be a good job. If
they can recruit
as a group. Well, man, I don't know,
man. We should apply as a group. SEC mixtape as a group. A cumulative group. We should try to coach Texas A&M.
Look, if y'all hire me, I'm going to go ahead. Texas A&M, if y'all listening, if y'all hire me right now, I'm going to bring in some dope stuff. It's going to be one of the best programs ever. I can't coach a lick, but I believe I can recruit. I believe I can get the young men to come line up and play for old Coach Bonzo. I think I can do it. If you don't believe me, come watch me play on Saturday.
They might go to jail. Don't get them
there. Hey, man. I don't know, man. I'm like y'all, though. Coach Sumlin is in trouble, man. He has some trouble, but, you know, he does have some pretty Texas A&M has recruited well. They recruited pretty good. So I don't know, man. But if I had to pick a coach,
you know, we don't talk about this, but we should. He has a lot of people. We talk about Butch Jones on how many kids left his program. Let's talk about Kevin Sumlin and how many people leave his program and why?
Yeah,
nobody knew.
He did. It was like four quarterbacks left in 1 year. Something ridiculous.
Can I stop you? I was about to say, I need to stop y'all for a second. Do you realize every quarterback on the roster at Alabama, besides Jalen Hurts, left?
Yeah.
Can you really say what now?
Like I told y'all, man, I think Jalen Hurts is special. I think the kid is special. I think he's old.
Hey,
I'm gone too.
Before you go on,
yo,
let's not jump. Let's not jump. What we're talking about? Every kid.
No, I'm just.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
They left Alabama because they could not play. People that were starting left Texas A&M.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. So what's your coincidence or whatever you're trying to that you're playing?
The only fact that I was making was they both are losing quarterbacks by enormous amounts. No matter the reason why they're leaving. Let's look at it from a recruiting point. How can you now recruit a quarterback? Even though they're still doing it, but let's just say just a coincidence. How can you recruit a quarterback and everybody left on your roster but the starter? Why would you want to go to that school if this is not just happening this past year? It's happened years before that. Not every quarterback, but they have a quarterback lead almost every year at the University of Alabama.
Okay. Why would you not? Well, why can't you recruit a quarterback at a program that
this is my point. Why is that a reason to get rid of the guy because he's losing players?
Hey, G.
Saban's losing him every year.
Hey, G.
I'm listening. I'm being factual.
You got to clarify how much you hate the University of Alabama before you say stuff like that.
I hate Alabama. About as much as I hate the rebel flag. But then it's the same thing to me. But we don't want to go there. We don't want to go there tonight.
Oh,
let's not go
goodness.
There.
Gee. Why did I do it, Billy? I'm going to leave him alone. I ain't going to poke the bear. I'm not going to poke the bear tonight. I ain't going to shake that tree. Last time we went there, we had Ku Klux Klan folks calling and everything, man. We can't go there tonight.
Billy quiet. Did Billy leave call Billy? I'm sorry, Billy.
Kevin Sumlin has.
You don't have a problem.
He's had a mass migration. A lot of players have left that program since he's been there. They leave there every year. And I think that's one of his biggest problems. He can get the recruits, but he can't keep them.
I don't see the similarities. One program, people are leaving because they can't get on the field. The other
they're still leaving. That's the similarities. At the end of the day, they both gone. That's the similarities.
Well, if that's the case, you should have said that against Tennessee.
We did.
We said that on the last show. We said on the last show that 19 players left under Butch Jones. You should have brought up the similarities with everybody else leaving.
But we didn't touch
you
that.
Did not
we touched
that.
It on tonight. We did that, I agree, but we're touching on it now. They should have fired his ass then. Because he can't coach, so the only thing he can do is recruit. If he's losing half his recruits, he should have fired his ass then. Is that good enough for you? Is that good enough?
No.
They should have fired his ass then.
You make the similarities. Well, if that's the case, they should fire all of them.
Hey, you know what, man? I think they ought to be fired. They should hire me.
Oh, my God.
I do it for half the money. But, all right, man, so that's Kevin's on. Butch Jones, since we're on Tennessee, is he gone or will he stay at home?
I hope they fire his ass before the season starts, man.
Oh, man.
He's gone.
They should make posters. On game day, I want y'all to watch game day. If I can make it to a game day for SEC Mixtape, I will have a poster right behind Lee Corso that says, fire his ass. Fire his
ass. Jones, Butch Jones has been in a two-week, in the off-season, he's been in a two-week class for CDLs.
Y'all are silly.
Man, I tell you what, man. I don't know. Let's move on to the next topic, man. You know, those are the coaches who probably going to be gone. But I got an interesting topic, man. You know, Alabama plays Florida State the first week of college football. Alabama and Florida State bump first week. And Auburn plays Clemson in the second week. So, honestly, the way things are lined up now, it looks like Auburn and Alabama are considered 1 and 2 in the SEC. Florida State and Clemson are considered 1 and 2 in the ACC. If the ACC goes 2 and 0, is it time to go ahead and say that ACC is better than the SEC?
Yeah.
We got a call in. Let's see what this call is talking about.
Hell no.
What you got for us tonight? Who we got on the line?
This is Coach Boy, guys. How you doing?
Oh, Coach Boy, call in right on the money. Yeah. Hey, Coach Boy.
Come on, man. Even haters can sing it. Come on. Even haters can sing the chant. Come on, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Coach Boy, did you hear my question?
Yes. No, what was your question?
My question is this. If FSU beats Alabama the first week of college football, and Clemson turns around and smacks Auburn in the teeth the second week of college football, is it time to say that the ACC is better than the SEC?
I don't know
is
about
it
that.
Time?
I can't
that
make
enough?
That statement.
Hell no.
Is that
the
truth? I can't make that statement on two games.
Two teams. A conference of two teams. Come on, man.
This is not just two games.
I said two teams.
This is quite a few
games.
Florida State beat Ole Miss last year. Florida State beat Ole Miss. Clemson beat Auburn. Last year, Clemson beat Alabama in the national championship game.
Bonzo.
Go ahead.
Bonzo. Are you going to let the caller talk? You ask him a question and y'all fussing.
Right. Buy his ass.
Go ahead, Carl.
All right. We can make the case that for the last 3 years, arguably, the SEC has not been the best conference. We can make the case relatively easily that it's been a one-trick pony, that pretty much that conference is Alabama, and that's it. We can make that case pretty easily, actually. But it doesn't mean that other conferences are necessarily better. You know what I'm saying? Like, it does mean that the top two teams might be better, or the top three teams might be better, but it doesn't make it better top to bottom because we won last year and won this year, or whatever conference wins. I don't think that you can look at that in that way, because last year's team is different, and the previous year's team is different. So because you beat the top two teams or top three teams, it doesn't make you a better conference to me.
Okay.
I agree with that. That was strong.
So, that's just my thinking, guys. I'm not all knowing, but one win for one good team, you still got, no matter how you look at it, you still got Vanderbilt, you still got Wake Forest, you still got some really, really, really low-end teams in both conferences.
Preach. Y'all got more.
You still got some bad stuff that really will say, okay, my conference, I don't know if I can say one is better than the other.
Coach Boyd, even if Bama beat Florida State.
Quick question for you, Coach Boyd. This is G. Willis talking now. Thanks for the little stuff you just gave us. But quick question again. After Louisville, I don't know who your top tier teams are this year in ACC, but I'm naming Clemson, Florida State, Louisville. How far is the drop off after those first three teams?
It depends on how good Miami is. That will be my fourth team.
Well, let's just go over the past 5 years. Past 5 years,
well,
how good has Miami been?
You really can't because you've had coaching changes and you've had a bunch of personnel changes from top to bottom in most of those schools. That's what makes it hard to go over the last 5 years. you don't have the same personnel or the same coaches. So it's hard to rate a program off of that. If it was Bama, then you got the same, you know, head coach and a lot of the same continuity of staff. So it makes it easier to rate that. But if you look at...
So you're saying that Miami is your 14?
Miami should be the fourth, maybe the fifth. You got one team that I think might be a better team this year than what they were last year. I'll talk about that in a minute. But you, I think Miami should be the fourth best team in the conference, I think.
So they have one more question.
They recruit well enough.
I got a quick question, then you can go on what you were saying. So do you think Lamar Jackson will duplicate what he did last year at Louisville?
It depends on if they don't have injuries. If they don't have injuries, he should be fine to duplicate it because they have a really good system. You talk about Petrino. We're talking about really good coaching, so he should be at least playing on par. He should be worse. I'll say that. I don't think he'll be worse.
So you don't think his defenses have caught up with or have a system to kind of shut down some of the stuff that he does best? Because it's traditionally, when you have a quarterback that gets outside the pocket the way he does, after maybe a year or two, defenses do catch up to that. And that's you check. We've talked about that before, I think, even on air.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think about that?
I want to see the Louisville team without all those injuries. They had 8 guys out last year. And so if I could see them at full strength, and let's talk about this now. Petrino coaching that, he's smart enough to know that teams are catching up to what they're doing. So you got to imagine that they're going to pass out of run formations and run out of pass formations and do things to keep defense off balance. So I'm saying from a coaching standpoint, Petrino is too good of a coach to be stifled or have his system be bottled up for an entire and have a whole year of playing.
Same guy that had his girlfriend on the back of his motorcycle and got busted. You talking about that smart coach?
That ain't got nothing to do with his football ability.
Exactly. Hey, Coach Boyd.
Let's talk about an idiot on a different situation. But we talk about X's and O's. Ain't no X's and O's.
We got to call G out for that. G, we got to call, you out for that, man. No,
I
got to
go ahead.
We're talking football.
Hey, G, that was some punk shit right there, man. You start talking about that man personal business, man.
Yeah,
that's
what
you talking about.
You're going to
bring up that man old shenanigans. No.
What are you going to do?
It don't change the fact that he can coach, though. Yeah, that was dumb and that was ridiculous, and he deserved what he got, but he can still coach football. We know he can still coach
football. Hey, Coach Boyd.
We're going to quit talking about his shenanigans and the football.
That ain't
pimping right there, man.
Hey,
Billy got a question, man. I
want to hear
Billy got to say. What you got, Billy?
Yeah, come on, Billy. Let's talk about it. Coach, I agree with everything you said except for two things. The first one, if Florida State beat Alabama, Clemson beat Florida. Clemson beat Auburn. And Florida State later beats Florida. Florida State later beats Florida. I would co-sign the ACC. And I disagree with you with where you place Miami. I think they are up and coming. And I think they either slided probably 2 or 3. I don't think they stay in the fourth slot in the ACC. I'm telling you. And
they have
some
good talent. The U has some good talent down there. All he ever done is win
10 games a year. And he got fired at his job at Georgia. He's going to coach them guys up, and he's really got talent now, too.
I like Mark.
And I'm going to give y'all my sleeper team. I'll give you guys a sleeper team. What is it? So I'm giving it to y'all in basically June or May. The sleeper team in the ACC this year is Virginia Tech. They're going to be very, very well coached. Anytime you have coaching like what they have now, because they play basically really well with limited talent. So they really coached those boys well at Virginia Tech last year. I was very impressed because they didn't have good players, but they showed they play really hard every game. And so, I that's the sleeper team. That's, to me, Virginia Tech is this year's Louisville. They're going to get somebody. Yeah. They're going to get somebody.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Louisville this year.
No, in terms of last year, Louisville beat Florida State, and they played really above their head in some of those games. And they played really well, and they should have beat Clemson.
They played above their head, but I just don't see Louisville, and this is my opinion again, I don't see Louisville win as many games as they want. And I know they have a terrible schedule, Bonzo, I know. But I'm telling you, it's going to be some surprise teams, just like last year. Kentucky beat their ass.
Sure.
I think they'll lose four games. I'm telling you right now, get your money out, Billy. They'll lose four games this year. They lose the four games. I said it.
I don't know if it's four, but I tell you this. By the time they played Kentucky, dude, they had a bunch of players out. I don't know what happened, but I think the real
I don't care who out. It ain't everybody lose players every year.
Yeah.
But when you're Louisville
and you can't go three deep, you know what I'm saying? All you have is your starters, and you don't really have a backup because you haven't recruited as well, or you can't recruit as well. That's you're gonna get a major drop off.
At the end of the day, that's why they are Louisville, and they will lose four games. You have to put that in the equation when you balance it. You have to put that in the equation.
Okay. Sure you do. You got to expect them to lose at least two games, maybe three. I think Lamar Jackson will be a much improved passer. His passing accuracy, I thought, was really, really bad at times last year. I expect him to be.
Oh, I thought
better
I thought he did
words.
Well.
He can't throw the ball in windows. He did all right at reading, but we talk about throwing balls in windows. That's championship football. Like that's what hurt Bama. Jalen Hurts could not throw that ball in a window. So that's what
He couldn't read the defense was his problem. He couldn't recognize the defense.
Well,
he can only recognize it when he's running, not passing the ball at all.
Because when he's running,
if you notice, most of his throws were designed plays where the guy was going to be open in 5 yards. If you had to read the defense and you make a choice and go through one read, two read, three read, he was either going to have to run the ball or have a bad pass because he was not capable of making that pass.
Well, he only had two.
I'm going to tell you what I've seen with my own eyes. I've seen several times last year guys streaking wide open with Jalen Hurts, and he pump faked the ball and then started running to the right
He didn't throw it at all. Wow.
And the whole sideline was erupting. They don't show that shit on the TV.
We would have won. He wasn't reading but two guys. He's only reading the tight end and that boundary receiver that receiver out there on that side. He's only reading two things over there. So basically, I'm gonna say two things about the quarterback y'all ran about right.
One won the Heisman Trophy, and one won Offensive Player of the Year as a freshman. I'll go on record saying it right now. Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson will both be in talks for the Heisman all the way to the end of the season until one of them gets it. That is. I said it.
I mean, I don't think we have a problem.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, we're all looking for improvements that's going to make their team go to the next level. I don't have a problem either way.
What you got, Bill? Let me hear this one.
Bill
say he got it.
Jalen Hurts would not be in no talks for no Heisman Trophy.
Let's see what that coaching does. We all got an X factor with Bama, and let's see what the new offensive coordinator does because you know he can teach football. Now, we don't know what kind of game he's going to call. We're not really sure what kind of offense Bama's going to run. That's Bama's kind of X factor. But one thing we do know is that he can teach football. So he can teach Hurts how to read the defense and how to make a quick decision and get rid of the ball before he gets hit. Because he's going to get hit more this year. The team is going to blitz him because we all see that he can be blitzed. So you got to blitz him all game.
Yes, we do. We see that he can be blitzed, but like I said, there were times last year. I don't think they blitzed him like that.
Look
for a much improved Jalen Hurts this year.
I'm gonna tell y'all this, I'm not in the coaching meetings at Florida State. I'm not in nothing. I would expect them to blitz him. They're gonna blitz the heck out of him that game.
Let me put you on the spot. Let me go ahead and get the reasons why. You say what you say when you answer this, but who do you have to win the game, Alabama and Florida State, and why?
That's a hard decision. I'm going to reserve that because I haven't watched enough of what I want to watch to say who I think will win. I'm going to know what you guys
know.
This is why I would say Florida State.
Who you going to pick, homeboy? Go ahead and spit it out, man.
Just say it, man.
I'll say this. I believe that Florida State is going to play a bunch of man coverage. And
who
so
gonna win the game, Coach?
And they're gonna play man coverage.
Who gonna win the game?
So, do you think Derwin James can shut down their whatever receiver he's on and take him out completely?
See, here's the thing: Derwin's gonna play safe.
It's a safe,
and so he's gonna blitz a bunch. Now, here's the key to that situation: you got Levante Taylor on the outside, and then you got Tavares McFadden on the other side. They're going to play man. There's no question that they're going to play man and some double safety. That's how I know they're going to blitz, because they're going to play man-to-man defense a whole bunch and blitz Derwin James a whole bunch, because Derwin James will play linebacker and he'll play some end. They're going to move him to all three levels, which happened all year last year until he got hurt.
Yep.
So I would expect to see him all over the field. Let's see. You've got a whole bunch. Honestly, in the two deep, I'll say this. Florida State's defense is as good as Bama's in the 2-deep. So I expect that game to be like 21-17, something.
I can't agree with that.
No way.
Who got
21?
Who got 17?
Their stats don't prove that they're just as good as Bama in 2-deep.
Who got 21 and who got 17?
Now, that's the question. I expect that game to be 21-17, either team that wins. Of course, I'm a Florida State guy, so I'm going to pick the nose. You already know. Like, there's no
that
question. I'm an ACC guy. That's why I'm going to pick the nose. You know?
Hey, listen.
You know,
I'm going to break that down to barbershop talk for y'all. I'm going to translate for you. Coach Boyd just said that Florida State going to whoop Bama ass. Okay, there it is.
He said it.
Now you putting words
in and why.
See?
I had to translate for you, man. You danced around the subject for a while.
You
ain't
got to translate. If I want to say it,
you
man,
did
say
good.
It, but that's not what I'm saying.
You did a crip walk, man. I saw it. You crip walked all around.
No, I didn't walk around nothing. I'll say it. I don't think it's going to be a whooping. I just believe that at the end of the day, you're going to have to be able to read the defense to win that game. So that's the issue
this.
I think will
I
hurt.
Do know this, Coach Boyd. I do know this about your boys. If they get down, they quit.
There you go, Bill.
I'm
a trans
that because. Yeah.
I can. I watched them last year.
I got a vested interest in them.
I watched them against Louisville.
Billy just said Florida State soft.
All right, let's talk about that because.
Because
let's be real.
They're not disciplined. They're not disciplined enough to keep to carry the whole fight the whole time. I watched them against Louisville. Louisville jumped up on them, and I'm pulling for them. I've seen them just quit.
Let's talk about two things. First off, now I thought they quit that Louisville game for other reasons. I thought they did quit.
Why? What other reason?
Those boys quit because one.
Hey,
I thought Louisville had a game plan that absolutely matched him up. I thought Louisville's game plan was the best I'd ever seen against Florida State. And then the coaches came out and said, we started planning this in February. And it showed. Because Louisville had an answer for everything. They had a double A-gap blitz. They had a bunch of variety of things that they ran that really,
but let me ask
on
you this,
college
Coach
level,
Boyd.
You don't run.
Let me ask you this, Coach Boyd. Have you ever seen Nick Saban go into the first game of the year? Where he had all off season to plan for somebody.
Of course.
Okay.
And let's be frank about this. FSU runs the exact same, which I found kind of odd. defense as Bama, which I don't understand how they run the 3-4, and it looks and the scheme is the same. So I don't so I didn't really see them, but the personnel last year was not the same. The personnel this year will be very similar. But I thought that Louisville hit Forsyth in the mouth really awful last year, and that was a game also where the team like gave up because Derwin James was out. I don't know what they were thinking that game. They played really poorly. That's the worst I've ever seen them play in 30 years of watching Forsyth State.
I would hate for them to miss him a lot against Jalen Hurts, though. That would hurt them. That would hurt y'all defense, I promise you.
We'll see.
I believe.
Blitz him a lot.
I think Clemson let him sit back and try to pass, and it messed them all up.
But the issue being, Bama had wide open guys against Clemson. Like, man, I couldn't believe them one was so open. Hurts could hit them, but
they
had
open
receivers
all
game.
Won't throw it. He won't throw it.
Right.
I think Hurts was Lamar Jackson against Florida State. I think he pulls a Lamar Jackson against Florida State. Very, very similar quarterback.
No.
Very similar quarterback. Don't be telling
me.
Not similar at all.
What are you talking about?
Other than the fact that they both black and both fast, I don't see any other similarities.
Yeah, he called him, he put a race on that one. Let me ask this, that's a good topic. Since you said that, what is your drink sponsor for tonight? You got to be drunk right now. What is your drink sponsor and how long have you been drinking today?
Let's talk about your drink sponsor, G.
D's Nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, now moving right along.
That was horrible.
Please don't do that on air no more. We can do that later. We like on text message or something.
That was awful, man. Goodness gracious.
Hey, quick question for you, Coach Boyd. If Florida State loses against Louisville, Alabama this year, will the coach be in jeopardy like we talked about before? Do you think will he be on the hot seat this year?
I don't think so.
Okay. Man, they love him. They love him down there, man.
How do you feel about Jimbo Fisher? It's not just that they love him. It's not so much that. It's very hard. I don't think we want to turn into Georgia, is what I'm saying. Like, your coach win 9 or 10 games every year and he's still firing. I don't think that's the way to – that's not how you build your program.
Who you going to go get?
Yeah, show me a coach that can recruit on the level of Jimbo that you can go and get and bring in. Like that would want to come, who knows if he loses 2 games a year, he's going to get fired. That's highly unlikely.
They treating college just like they're doing in the pros now.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's
who
like,
you going to go get?
It's like Saban. It's like Saban at Bama. He was the only coach that probably could have gone to Alabama and lasted. Most other coaches would not last there because he wins 10 or 11 games every year. And so the standard at Bama is just at a point where it's unreal. It's almost unrealistic, the standard at Bama. So we don't have those type of – I don't think that most schools in the country have those kind of unrealistic expectations. A man lose 2 games a year – and let's be frank, Louisville has to come to Tallahassee. That's a whole different level of play, and it's going to be a night game, I'm pretty sure. So I would expect a different team to come out and play. We'll see. That was a terrible effort.
Hey, thanks for coming on talking about Florida State, man. At the end of the day, we still hate Florida State. We hate the ACC. We hate them. But, hey, thanks for coming on, man. We love you. Hope to talk to you soon, man.
Next week, I'm sure we have another segment. Call in. Let's do it, fam. We don't hate the SEC, man. We don't hate them at all. We only like them. We talk about them. We're going to be ACC. We hate them. You can't say nothing. You got to beat them. That's the bottom line. You got to play on the field, and you got to beat them. So,
nah, you know I'm joking, man. I'm joking. Love a lot of teams in ACC, man. Good talk, man. Good talk. I appreciate you.
All right,
hey, we'll talk to you next week, brother.
All right, fellas. Y'all take care.
All right, all right, all right. Well, now we know how Coach Boyd feels about it. I say, hey, Billy, that was funny that you called FSU Salt Man. And that. I like the words that you chose, Billy. I like the words that you chose. You said
they gave up. Off. I said they would
you
quit.
Said they gave up. They quit. Who quit? Who quit?
They would quit.
That's what I want to hear. Who quit? Who quit?
I'm saying that they will. But if they get punched in the mouth early, down, they would quit.
There's
a lot of teams that quit, man. It's not just them. There's a lot of teams that lay down when they are caught off guard.
I don't think they will. I don't think they will because of who they're playing, and their pride is too. They've been talking too much ever since Jameis was there. So I don't think that they have too much pride to just lay open. They have so many doggone people on that sideline that's been in that program that they won't let them lay down.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Let's go ahead and move on a little bit about some happenings around the SEC right now. As we know, all the coaches are in Destin, Florida right now, man. I was listening to the Paul Feinbaum show. And one of the things that Saban is a real-life gangster, man. Saban will come on out and tell you really how he really feels. And I'm always amazed how the reporters kind of run from him. We got a few people who trying to call in. Guys, call in. You guys, the number to call. Call in at 323-870-4081. Once again, call in at 323-870-4081. Let us know how you feel. We're going to talk a little Alabama, Auburn, and just some of the things that are currently going on in the SEC. Like I was saying, Nick Saban right now is pretty pissed off about this early signing period. He doesn't act in the early signing period. And one thing that he said, he made a lot of sense when he said it. He said, you know, we allow these kids to start signing early. He said, now we'll allow them to sign early. The date is just going to move up. When do these kids start doing the same thing they do for bowls? You know, when does high school kids decide they're not going to play their senior season because they got a scholarship their junior year? So I thought that was a good point. But, hey, man, what do you guys think about that?
I agree with it. I mean, but at the same token, how many kids that know that they've been getting interest in their junior year, how many of them actually just lay down their senior year just trying not to get hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And I just got a tweet.
Bonzo.
What's
you
got to
protect them $80 million leg.
Hey, and I agree. You know how I feel about it. I said that it was $40 million, and I stand by that. You know, it's a sport, man. It's a sport, and those are your investments. Those are your investments, man. And I can't blame anybody for protecting their wallet. Won't do it, can't do it. If anyone's wondering how to tune in, all you have to do is go to secmixtape.com and click on the current show, latest show. It'll take you to our Blog Talk radio episode. So a lot of people want to know that information. That's how you join the show. If anybody, I'm sorry, I know we had a few callers to call in. Call back now. We had quite a few, had a long conversation with Coach Boyd. Good conversation, though. But we are open to take your calls. Once again, the call-in number is 323-870-4081. I'm going to call out a couple of our sponsors. Tonight we have we're gonna have one of my homeboys from Macintosh, man. He decided to sponsor the show. He's Carlos Wissenhunt. You guys get in touch with Mr. Carlos Wissenhunt if you want your credit fixed. Genius Credit Solutions. Go check him out if you would. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor tonight. What we're drinking? What you guys drinking tonight? What are you drinking, G Willis?
Tito's and lime juice. Tito's and lime juice.
Billy Bad, what you on, baby?
Dude, I'm on straight cranberry juice, man. Y'all called me twice without nothing.
God, man, what's he gonna cry when he get in the car, man. He gonna cry when he get in the car. But what's going on, man? We got I call you after this call, but we gotta talk about some stuff, man. I'm what's up, man?
It's been a long weekend, brother.
Oh yeah, man. You did crawfish it up and do your thing. I ain't mad at you, my brother.
Well, man.
I did want to bring this up. I was reading some stuff earlier about one of your favorite topics, Bonzo, which is Ole Miss. And they were talking about their bowl ban coming up. But they had a guy who was on the staff who said that this, everything that's going on with them right now is as close as you can get to the death pact. Did you see anything regarding that? It is some stuff. It is a lot to what you're saying about Ole Miss this year. I'm definitely waiting. What's going to happen? I'm hoping that they can keep everything intact because I do like the guy who frees. Hey, sometimes you got to pay some bills, man. You know, just keep the lights on.
Here, just go to Missouri. Or Tennessee.
Exactly.
I'm telling you right now, if Hugh Freeze leaves Ole Miss, he will not get a job in SEC.
Well, I know people no one will be able to hire him for a minute because there's going to be a show call put on him.
Right,
no one's
exactly.
going to be able to hire him.
He'll be like, he'll be on the rise for a while.
We don't want to hire him. So, I just think, like I say, man, I've been saying it since last year. Hugh Freeze, his feet are on the fire right now, and that preacher about the same, son. Hey, he about to let it go.
It's
man.
Not looking good.
I'm telling you.
Ole Miss fans, call in, tell me your thoughts. Hit us on Twitter. I'd love to hear about it. I'm concerned because I like Oxford. I mean, it's a good time every time we go down there. Hopefully, we can do a show sometime soon. On you know down there on that campus, it's just a great time. Wish y'all the best. Good. I mean, hey, it is what it is. But I hope you take your punishment like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Tito is awesome tonight, by the way.
We have 7 more minutes on the show, and we're gonna split it up equally, guys. And you know, just kind of tell us. Tell us what you're looking forward to in the football season, man, or what you see coming in the future for SEC mixtape. Billy Bad, I'm going to let you go first. Just kind of tell these people what we have in store for them this year, man, and also this is what makes us awesome and what's going to make the season great. Go ahead, Billy Bad.
Man, I just, you know, just football, period, in the air. It's going to be great, and we're going to be doing stuff live from different games like the Florida State, Alabama, the Clemson, Auburn. I'm pretty sure you guys going to reach out and get down there. Just look forward into, you know, the rivalry all the way to the Iron Bowl and hope that is what it's been in the past. You know, one of us at State to go all the way and the other one can block it or both. You know, I'm just that's what type season I'm on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. SEC fans, SEC fans. You have one last opportunity to listen to me. This is your last opportunity. If you listen to me, SEC fans, you will be up on college football. This is all you need to know. Everything you need to know is right here. I mean, all of my opinions are correct. You can check the facts. It is what it is. Do not waste your time listening to anybody else. Do not waste your time. I'm giving to you the raw truth of everything going on in the SEC. That's what we're bringing to the table. Because if you listen to these other suckers out here, you're wasting your time. ESPN just laid off one of the – best in a Hall of Famer today. They're not.
Yeah,
I mean, we love ESPN. We love ESPN, but the game is changing. I want you guys to concentrate right now.
Listen to G.
He shot at us for application.
I got that email. We need a little diversity on the panel. We do.
Man, look, this is gonna be. Man, I'm so turnt about this season coming up. You know, we did SEC mixtape last year, and we were received really well by all you guys who are listening. Appreciate y'all for coming back. And this year, you know, we made some moves. We're going to move the video some. We're going to move some just some pictures. We got a lot planned, man. In fact, man, I'm turned. If you guys get a chance, just check our website out. Tomorrow morning we're going to interview a cat from Harvard. You know, a cat from Harvard who chose Harvard over SEC schools, man. I'm real pumped about that. So you guys go to the website. You know, tomorrow we're going to interview him around 10, man. So that footage might be up around, like, 12 or 1. But moving right along, man, we got so much planned this year. We're going to start doing SEC mixtape tailgates. This is going to be a different type tailgate, man. We're going to be all over the South, man. You know, we're going to start out in Alabama and Mobile. Just get things right, man. We're going to do tailgates our way. If you like SEC football, but you also like that kind of, you know that feel I'm talking about, man. I ain't even got to say it because my listeners know exactly what I'm talking about. Y'all make sure y'all come chill with us some of the games. If you have some games, we'll probably have reps there. You know, stop for interviews and just give us a shout-out, man. We're trying to do something different here. We're bringing SEC football to the people, man. We're bringing SEC football to the people who love it. We're bringing SEC football to the people who act just like the players, man. We out here. We
don't forget the strip club.
I'm too excited about this, man. I'm too excited.
We got a lot of love for the strip club. Strip clubs, we love you. We love your strip clubs. Out there in Mobile, Birmingham, we coming your way. Out front, get it in. We'll see.
Hey, man. Now, we do things different, man. You know what? Our tailgates, man, things just going to be a little different. The music won't sound the same. The people might not look the same. The people might not act the same. But I guarantee you a good time with SEC football. That's what I guarantee. Well, guys, that's our time. Man, we enjoyed y'all SEC mixtape. G. Willis, Billy Bad, any closing words before we get out of here?
Bye,
all right,
man.
Guys.
Peace.
That's it. That's our time. We love y'all.
Peace.